Okay. So I wanted to point out the fascinating Ramban. In the beginning of this week's Parsha, we're dealing with the Pa's way of dealing with the Klal Yisrael and their exponential growth. So in Pasuk Yud says, Havo nischach malo. Let's come and deal wisely, Chachma, right? Rashi in Chumash Bereishis, Chachma, Taitis over there. Mirmo, with cunning. Let's be cunning. But here it's a little bit different thing. Let's do wisely low. It's actually, classically, here's referred to in the singular, low, with him, right, the Jew. Pen Yerba, maybe he's going to increase. Vahaya, Kisik Rena, Milchama, Noisav Gamhu. If a war comes, then they will increase. Al Sonenu, right? This is Vinilcham Banu, Vahalam in Hearts. The concept in, I think it's called the fifth column, right? Where you have enemies, you have people who live amongst your nation. And then if an outsider from that same country would attack, you know, say Mexicans live in America. So if America would ever go to war with Mexico, so then all the Mexicans who are living inside the United States would then join with the outside. It's called the fifth column. You have like them fighting within you. So they would leave. And they would force us to leave, actually. That's why he's saying it. So what the Ramban says is, why was Paro concerned about dealing wisely with them? Why not just come out and say straightforward, we're going to get rid of the Jews? Right? So Paro says, well, they wouldn't have agreed to that. Because there's two reasons at the beginning. He says, Lo ro paro v'chachma yotzav kosam. You don't want to just kill them out. Ki tiye begida gadol l'hakos chinam ha'am shebo ba'ores b'mitzvahs. This is the nation that had been brought down. Yosef and all of his family were brought down by the, again, however you learn the Peshat, in Vayakam Melechadash, a new king, by the previous king, they invited down here. So you're going to invite people to come into your country, now we're going to start killing them because they're, you know, population explosion? So they wouldn't do that. Vigam, another reason, Am ha'aretz lo yitnu rishus lamelech lasos hamas kazeb. The people wouldn't, you know, agree to do such a thing. Ki imam haya mitziyayit, we consult with them. Va'afki b'nei Yisrael am rav v'otum tzurei b'pim v'yasu imam milcham ha'gedolah. They're the big people, right? They're going to fight back, so they're not going to agree to do this. So, therefore, power has to go in stages. And this Ramban, if you hear this, you automatically think to modern-day parallels. It's a little bit frightening. Aval amar sheyasu Derech Chachma Shelo Yargishu Yisrael Ki Ve'eva Yasu Vahem. He's doing it in a way that the Jews wouldn't realize that this is all being done against them with a tremendous amount of hatred. They wouldn't sense it. Lachin, and therefore, what does he do first? He hits Vahem Mas. He puts a tax on the Jews. Ki Derech HaGerim Ba'aretz, because the way if you live in the land, Las Mas LaMelech, you pay taxes to the king. Kama Shabbat B'Shlomo, Shlomo Melech put taxes on the people who are living, the foreigners living them. So we're foreigners. I think I remember telling this. I'm not sure if it was here in Shul or elsewhere. When I was a little kid, I had like a book like, I think it was called like 101 Interesting Facts. And one of the interesting facts in this book was that it said, in Russia, there was a tax if you wanted to wear a beard. So I remember I went to my father, I said, this is, you know, Dad, this is, look at this. You had to pay a tax if you wanted to wear a beard? He says, think about it for a second. Who in Russia was wearing beards? Right? It was just another way of it is. I didn't realize, but like, we're not anti-Semitic. Just if you want to have a beard, you have to pay a tax. It's okay. So that was the thing. Again, that's not the tax of Mitzrayim, but just pointing out that these parallels, right? In Russia, you were taxed if just for having a beard. So that's stage one, the tax, okay? Then stage two comes in. V'acharechein, after this period of being taxed, tziva b'seser l'mayaldos laharog hazuchorim al havonim. Then he secretly commanded the mialdos, these midwives, to kill the boys as they're being born. Vafila hayodos atzman lo yadu mehen. And even the moms themselves didn't realize what was happening. There was complications. I mean, Baruch Hashem, a miracle of having a healthy child is a tremendous thing. So back in ancient times, they wouldn't even tell the mother. The mothers didn't realize what was that their children were being killed. Viachrechein. So that's now stage three. Siva lachol amo. Now he tells his whole nation, not just secretly the mialdos to do this later on. Again, this is all just in the first chapter. Kol haben hayilod hayora tashlichuhu. Every boy throw into the river. Atem. Ha'inyan shelo rotzel letzavois lesare habtabochim ashelo lahargom becherv hamelach. Don't command them to go out and kill. Oshash lichu heim oisan liyor. Don't command them. Although Amram, this is what he said to the people. Kasha yimsa kol echad yeled Yehudi. When you find a Jew, yashlich oisan liyor. Throw him into the river. V'im yitzak avi hayeled lemelech ol el sar ha'ir. But now the father's going to scream out now that they cooked my kid. Yoma shiavo edim. Bring witnesses. V'yasevo knakam. We'll deal with this. Witnesses. They didn't have any witnesses. So therefore, it wasn't a direct command. It was just when you see them, throw them into the river. And then when they complain, they'll have no legal recourse. So again, it's frightening. The first, it's happening just attacks. Then there's a secret command. Then it's more open to the whole public. And then the Ramban says in the last stage, then kasha hutar rutzuas hamelech. Clearly, when the strap was released, meaning when anything goes at this point. Hai hamitzrim mechapsim habatim. They would search out the homes. V'nichnasim sham b'leilos. They would break into the homes in the middle of the night. Umiznakrim amotziim hayiladim misham. And they would come and take the children out of there. Ki alkei nemar, says lo yochlo od lahatzfino. He wasn't able. They weren't able to hide Moshe anymore. So you see, there was a period of time when they were actually coming in and doing these seeking out. So that's a whole four-part progression. Again, the Ramban starts off by saying he wouldn't do it straightforward because no one would agree to this. But then, after a while, the people got agreed to this. People were able to and willing to cooperate. Right? I think there was the famous book came out more than a few years ago, Hitler's Willing Executioners, right? How the compliance and the help that the German people had. They couldn't have done it without the consent and the cooperation with the Germans. That they weren't just following orders; they were doing this. But I read an article. Originally, Germans had to be trained to be cruel, in the sense, you relate to this being a dog owner. That they were not able to act in a cruel way. So German officers had to do a 6-week training course with a German Shepherd dog. You heard this before? And they did all the exercise with it. And it was obviously, I guess, people with pets connect very, very much to the pet. So after doing 6 weeks of training with the dog, the final exercise, the passing of the course, was they put the officer in the room with the dog without a gun, but with the bare hands. They had to kill the dog with their bare hands. And again, it was hard, but then they did it. And then they inculcated in themselves this trait of cruelty. Right, originally they weren't. Originally, that's like the Ramban is saying. Originally they weren't necessarily agree to do such terrible things. But by the end, slowly, 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 a person gets accustomed to an idea. As sick as it is, as twisted, as immoral as it is, but a person becomes exposed to that over and over again. Is the experiment they do with the frogs and the beaker. That if you have again, this is not such animal cruelty, but it is animal cruelty. But they would turn up. They put the frog in the beaker and then the Bunsen burner, and they turn up the notch temperature by temperature by temperature, and the frog. I mean, there's no lid. The frog can just jump out, but they don't do it. They don't realize that it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter, and everything. And the frogs actually get boiled. Slow, yeah. It's just such a slow process. They don't realize what's happening to them, and then they die. They get killed in the Bunsen burner. I guess it's a partial time for next week, right? The frogs, but what was this Ramban? This Ramban is powerful. This Ramban is showing that how people can be convinced and manipulated, right? And ultimately will follow that if there's no higher moral compass. I was speaking with someone yesterday. The Lubavitcher Rebbe was very strong on having education. It was the moral aspect of having education, having a moment of silence in public schools so that children would think for a minute about morality. Education is not just memorizing facts and figures and formulas. Education is about creating a moral child, right? And without that degree of morality being taught and influenced, then people can create the greatest atrocities, as we see with this Ramban in ancient Egypt, and we've seen 80 years ago in Germany. But I thought that was something, it's a famous Ramban, but I thought we could eye to go over this morning.